Coming up.
Yeah, my favorite shot is when you open the fridge. And you just see you whip out that Coke. And I'm like, again.
It's the Coke though, ish. Yeah, I have a saying that I need to trademark though. I need to trademark it. I said, 2 liters a day keeps the abs away. Okay, in between, do you drink water? No, I don't drink water. Then I'm like, okay, when last did you drink water? It's like, when I brush my teeth. And I've heard this multiple times.
Yes.
Multiple times. So I'm like, okay, I could use this for my journey. So even with me, since I've started the journey, I haven't drank water.
Sure.
For 160.
Yeah, 100, since I started, since April till now. The only time I drink water, so when I brush my teeth, then it's just a little sip, you know, just to rinse the mouth. But it's Coke, Red Bulls here and there, coffee now and then, hot chocolate as well. That's what I drink a lot.
And you've just recently started adding alcohol to like improve the weight gain now.
And that's just for the calories, because I'm not much of a drinker and I don't want to further extend the damage, because I'm already overweight. Now I'm adding alcohol on top of it. That's a bit too scary for me.
Sure.
So how are you deciding to gain weight? What are you doing? Like, what trash are you doing?
I mean, some call it trash, some call it life.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So when I started, it was fun, because now I don't have to overthink about, okay, does this have enough calories? Does this have protein? Whatever I crave, I will eat.
Sure.
Craving wings, let me have wings. Craving burgers, I'll eat burgers. Want a dessert? Cool. I'll have custard, whatever. And then I gained weight. The first month, I gained around 6 to 7 kgs in the first month in April. And then I gained another 5 to 6 in May. Then June, I can't remember how much I gained, but I started hitting a plateau.
Hi, it's Dr. Nokukhanya Khanyilele Nake on Let's Talk, Man. Now, I know I'm not a man, but I am so excited that the Gents Clinic allowed me to come back with Mental Matters. And as you know, the Gents Clinic is 6 male medical professionals in South Africa that are here to change perceptions about health and the conversations around them. As Mental Matters, we just want to destigmatize mental illness and promote mental wellness conversations. And I am so excited. You know, Dr. Vilakazi, first of all, let me be polite. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How's it?
Good. Naseem, how are you doing?
You're extra happy today, man. What's going on?
You're
going
to find out. Naseem, how are you?
Good, and you?
How's your week?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And you did such a good job in those other episodes. I think you're going to be permanent here now.
Thanks. You know, Sahil, you can definitely take as much leave as you want. Take a trip to like Paris.
Yeah, just go Sahil.
Write more exams. I don't know. Good luck with your exams, by the way. But the reason I'm very excited today, and when I saw that this is the guest that's going to be here, is because I am really active. You know, Nhlanhla, I also know you're very active.
Yeah.
Not just on social media, but also like in life. Our jobs are quite active.
Yeah.
We move around a lot. And this person has decided to do something called a Sdudla Challenge. Naseem, do you know what a Sdudla is?
No.
All right. So a Sdudla is someone who gains weight or is quite big, is what they call fat. And so this guy decided to actively gain weight, and I'll let him tell you all about it. But he put it online and he's taking us on the journey. I am very fascinated about this because I've got so many questions. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the guy himself, Kopano. Hello, sir.
How are you?
I don't know. Don't ask me how are you?
As you can see, I'm barely making it as a stroller now.
What day are we into the journey?
You know, I always forget until I edit the video. So today I edited yesterday's vlog. So I think today is 106.
Oh my goodness.
Day 106.
Okay, so what is the Sdudla Challenge for anyone who's not been on their phone and doesn't know what's happening? Please tell us, what is the Sdudla Challenge?
So the Sdudla Challenge is a daily vlog, it's an experiment where I actively gain weight. I come from a background of being a personal trainer. Now I've been on the online weight loss coaching space. And right now I'm on day 105. It's gonna end on day 120. Mm-hmm. Thereafter, once I've gained all this weight, mm-hmm, I'm going to go through a process, documentation, vlogging, where I lose the weight. So gain weight for 4 months, lose that same weight in 4 months.
Yeah, so that's
Kopano man.
Yeah.
My king. My brother.
I'm so excited.
Tell me
what?
Mm. Tell me why. Why would you do that to yourself?
I'm a little crazy, man. I'm a little crazy. But I've got there's multiple reasons why I'm doing this. Number one, the main one is for growth. Like I said, I'm a coach. I've helped out multiple people. And at a certain point with my multiple clients that I've had, they will always hit a plateau. Always. And I know that plateau is mental. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I'm talking to them and not from them, you know? Mm-hmm. So let me put myself in their shoes, understand the struggles of being overweight, big, stoat, or whatever. And maybe it will help me to build my influence, to influence them. But also I'll be speaking from sympathetic point of view?
From empathy, in their shoes.
Empathy, yes. So now it's going to help me to become a better coach. While I'm doing this, I'm active on social media. Mm-hmm. Everything has grown from TikTok to Facebook. So
and you.
And me.
The
belly has grown
extensively.
So I've got an online coaching platform, which is one of the fastest growing online weight loss coaching community. I call it the anti-diet weight loss community because we don't believe in dieting, but we lose weight. Mm. So it's growing, and I'm actively growing it. So I knew if I'm more consistent on social media, I create the content that people want to see. Mm-hmm. I take people through this journey of gaining weight, and I take the people through the journey of losing weight. My community is going to grow. I'm going to be an impactful coach. Just everything's just going to grow for me.
Yeah.
Mm. And I think it's really cool because you are documenting every single thing. You're putting your macros, your micros, your calories, your RDIs.
Yes.
Like, for me, like, I've recently got into, like, the documentation of the gym process. So that's like, I'm a gym nerd. So that's just amazing for me to watch.
Yeah. It's really amazing. Actually, I wanted to touch on that. And I mean, for anyone who loves or knows social media or does like content of any sort, you know how difficult it is to edit and how much time it takes to edit. Yeah. I mean, even just recording yourself, putting a camera there like you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched some of your videos.
Yeah.
I'm sure it takes a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm really more interested in knowing Kutlwano, you know, who is he, you know, leave the personal trainer, leave this doula challenge, you know, where are you from?
Mm.
Yeah.
So, second born out of two other brothers, from Soweto, Midlands. Where can we start? Yeah, second born from two brothers.
Any personal training? What got you?
Ish guys, I'm a stodler, so mental fog.
We don't blame you, trust
me. I want to say it, but disappears. Ish, so I'm trying to, where do I go? So I've been a trainer from 2016 till 2020. I know Tlantla. I've met Tlantla before. Used to train in my boy.
Oh, I used to
be a trainer there.
Oh, okay.
So I've seen him many times, lifting, pushing, doing his own thing, you know. So I was a trainer for 4 years from 2016 till 2020. And then from 2020 till now, I've been on the online space. I've started exercising in 2018, at the age of 18. So 2012, 2013. Mm. And I remember during COVID, which kind of pushed me to really go online. Everybody gained weight, including myself. Gained weight. I was still kind of looked normal to the average person, but as a trainer, as a coach, I was overweight. I didn't look good, right?
Yeah. So, I became a bodybuilder during COVID. In that, I mean, I got pregnant.
So I gained, just like everybody else. I was like, okay, I retired or left my personal training career there, and I went straight online. So like, okay, let me go through my own transformation and show people that you can lose weight while the gyms are closed. Unfortunately, I didn't document the journey. I was literally went from, hey guys, I'm a trainer, I've left Virgin Active, to boom, guys, I have a six pack. I didn't document the process in between. So that opportunity, I lost it to help out more people.
Sure.
You know, so with social media, once I realized the game of social media, you have to be consistent. You have to entertain people. You have to be wild. You have to be raw. I mean, you have to be relatable. That's why I keep my videos very raw. You have to be impactful. You know, if you're helping people, you have unlimited content because there's always somebody that you could help. You know, so if that's your goal for social media, want to help people, then obsess about it. You know, and becomes kind of easier. It is difficult. editing, shooting, scripting, this angle, that angle, you know. Mm. But if your goal is to really help people, there's always somebody who could help,
yeah,
which will give you unlimited content, you know.
Yeah, my favorite shot is when you open the fridge, yo, and you just see you whip out that Coke, and I'm like, again.
Ish the Coke though, ish. Yeah, I have a saying that I need to trademark though. I need to trademark it. I said, 2 liters a day keeps the abs away. I drink a 2 liter every day.
Can we whip that up here and day. Put a TM there?
Every day I drink 2 liters. Today I already drank just over 2 liters. I might drink another liter before I go to sleep.
I haven't even had that much water today.
Yeah. It's consistency. Mm. But it's, even with the 2 liter thing, I didn't just think of it. I've had multiple consultations and people will tell me that, okay, want to lose weight, okay, cool. Tell me a normal day for you. No, I wake up at this time. I eat this. Okay, in between, do you drink water? No, I don't drink water. Then I'm like, okay, when last did you drink water? It's like, when I brush my teeth. And I've heard this multiple times.
Yes.
Multiple times. So I'm like, okay, I could use this for my journey. So even with me, since I've started the journey, I haven't drank water.
Sure.
For 165.
Yeah, 100, since I started, since April till now. The only time I drink water is when I brush my teeth. And it's just a little sip, you know, just to rinse the mouth. But it's Coke, Red Bulls here and there, coffee now and then, hot chocolate as well. That's what I drink a lot.
And you've just recently started adding alcohol to, like, improve the weight gain now.
And that's just for the calories. Because I'm not much of a drinker and I don't want to further extend the damage. Because I'm already overweight. Now I'm adding alcohol on top of it. That's a bit too scary for me.
Sure.
So how are you deciding to gain weight? What are you doing? Like, what trash are you doing?
I mean, some call it trash, some call it life.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So when I started, it was fun. Because now I don't have to overthink about, okay, does this have enough calories? Does this have protein? Whatever I crave, I will eat.
Sure.
Craving wings? Let me have wings. Craving burgers? I eat burgers. Want a dessert? Cool. I have custard, whatever. And then I gained weight. The first month, I gained around 6 to 7 kgs. In the first month in April. And then I gained another 5 to 6 in May. Then June, I can't remember how much I gained, but I started hitting a plateau. So I realized, okay, just like in weight loss, these principles are all the same. How you start your journey will be how you end your journey, okay? So with weight gain, I realized just eating randomly won't help me gain the weight. Now I need to be more intentional. So that introduced pub for breakfast, pop for lunch. I'm having like home fries every day. There's vores, there's steak, there's pork, chicken. I didn't really eat that much chicken, but I'm eating pop for breakfast, pop for lunch, pop for dinner. I'll have a snack in between, a dessert in between, Coke always, alcohol now and then. On average, like 4,000 or 5,000 calories every day. But that's hit a plateau. Now I need to eat like 6K at least to keep on gaining.
Okay, so I don't know if anyone has actually seen, because you actually document every single meal you eat. You eat a
lot.
Guys,
yeah.
The portions are huge.
Yeah.
You're having Coke with that. Yeah. And then sometimes you'll have like a big portion of pap and meat and gravy. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have like, you did this thing where you put like muffins and custard.
And custard, yeah.
I may or may not have tried that.
Yeah.
But you're eating such massive portions. Mm. And, you know, for someone who's watching from the outside, I've never eaten that way.
Mm.
But what I think you're really highlighting is that for a lot of people, that may look like a lot, but if you're not documenting it the way you are, it actually can become that much food. How do you feel like you've changed physically, mentally, emotionally, going through being so fit, helping other people achieve their goals, and now gaining, you know, almost 30 kilograms?
So it's been very difficult, guys. Very because I'm sacrificing my health, my life every day. So the physicality, feet are sore all the time, knees are sore, lower back, posture has changed, of course. I'm starting to experience sleep apnea. When I lay down, I feel like I'm out of breath. So obviously that affects my sleep. So I tend to snore, which is something I would never snore. Now I snore. Since my quality of sleep has decreased, I'm always tired. I could sleep for 8 hours, wake up tired. I take a nap, wake up tired.
Mm. And that's probably also from the sleep apnea because it actually disturbs the duration as well as the quality of your sleep. Yeah. So you're just waking up tired all the time.
All the time. So since the physicality has gone to a zero, mentally, very frustrating because, you know, unlike most people who try to lose weight, most people don't remember or realize the value of being healthy and fit.
Mm.
When I say remember, some people, the last time they were actually fit or healthy was maybe high school or varsity days.
Mm.
So they don't remember that actually not feeling out of breath feels good.
Mm. Sure.
You know, walking up down the stairs feels good. You know, managing your cravings feels good. They don't remember that. They know it's possible, but they don't remember.
Mm.
And some of them won't realize it because maybe they've been overweight all their life. So they don't see the value in, you know, taking a walk, you know, portion control, drinking a bit more water. So with this journey, I want to show people that. Because unlike most people, I remember having clear-minded focus, being able to have 10 tasks for the day, pushing all those 10 tasks for the day. Now, you know, maybe the night before, I'll write down on my whiteboard marker, maybe I've got 3 things to do. I'll edit this. I'll send these emails. I'll write down these scripts. Then the next morning, I wake up with the intention to do all these 3 tasks. I might do one.
Mm.
The energy is not there.
Sure. Mm.
The focus is not there. Mm. Now the frustration is more now because I've got so much work. It's piling up. Everything is growing. The community is growing. The social media is growing. The Bailey is growing. So now it's like, okay, I still need to do these things. But the body's like, no, bro. Like, how are you going to work after eating pap? You didn't sleep. How are you going to edit this 3-hour video?
Exactly.
You know, so it's... That's the mental and the physical. The emotional side is, I don't know, just not liking what I see.
Mm.
You know, like, as you know, as a person who exercises, you know, exercise comes with a lot of confidence because it's self-investment and you did something difficult and now you feel like you can handle anything.
Mm.
But now that feeling is no longer there. Bit of insecurity, clothes don't fit anymore. You visit your family, they look at you like, okay, we understand you said we're going to gain weight, but...
It's a lot now.
You know, I remember even last week was my mom's birthday, cutting cake. So it was quiet. She was cutting cake. She was doing like a...
Was that the rainbow cake we saw?
Yeah, that was my mom's birthday, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So...
I follow him.
I understand.
So they're cutting the cake. So she's doing a wish. We just sang for her. She's cutting the cake. So it's quiet. So... my uncle is right in, like, on the other side of the room. I'm on this side. I'm just watching my mom cutting the cake. Then my uncle's like, hey, bro, you're breathing. And he's on the other side. And I'm thinking, like, I'm normal. I'm thinking, well, I'm just okay.
Yeah.
My uncle's like, hey, bro, you're breathing. Like, what's going on? It's like, I can't help it. Yeah, I can't help it. So, you know, those comments, I know they're going to happen.
Mm.
But sometimes they're like, damn, am I that bad?
Yeah.
Like, I thought I was normal, but like, even sometimes when I edit the videos, I'm like, I know you're gaining weight. I know you're doing this extreme thing, but once you see it, once you edit it, like, yo, my breathing's really bad.
Can I ask, do you intentionally edit that way? Because I think if I look at the videos you had in the beginning to the ones you have now, every time you get up, there's a grunt. Every time you sit down, there's a grunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually feel tired watching you go through your day.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, how are you? Because I'm watching you and thinking, I feel exhausted seeing you eat this much food and having to do all the things you're doing. Like, how does that feel for you to feel your body changing like that? Like, looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing and also feeling your body go through that?
It's one thing I love about this journey. It has taught me to be more present. Because when I was healthier, I was always future, 10 steps ahead. You know, I would forget about now. But now if I have the intention to work or to do this, but my body's like, no. I just like, okay, cool. I guess I'm just going to eat and chill today.
Sure.
You know? And it's how I edit my videos. As you can see, when I started, it wasn't as extreme as what it is right now. With the sound effects, the increased appetite. I edit that for a reason, to show people, because a lot of people can relate. They can see that you know what, I thought I was on a weight loss journey, but we eat the same meals.
Mm. And you're so, actively trying to gain weight.
So are you saying I'm also a stoner? I'm like, yeah.
That's what you're doing. Yes. Yeah.
If you're eating the same food and you want to lose weight, that means we're on the same journey. You're my twin. We're both stoners now.
Yeah.
So even with the breathing, they're like, you know, maybe there's one coach said, you know, my ex used to say I breathe like this. But once I see you breathing like this, it hits me now.
Sure.
You know, clothes. It's like, okay, luckily I've got my own merch. I wear my own thing, but this is extra large. I've never had to wear extra large before. Mm. Normal t-shirts that I would just wear around the house. They're like crop tops now. pants. I bought pants the other day. I bought them, but I don't like them. I bought them because they fit.
Yeah.
But I don't like them because they're so big.
Yeah. Mm.
So I don't want to return them, but I bought them. So that mental frustration, that mental struggle, that mental fight of, okay, you are gaining weight, but this is not nice anymore.
Yeah,
it's not nice. I'm tired.
No, I have to applaud you. I mean, especially getting the background to what you're doing and what you're trying to achieve. I mean, we can all see what you're trying to do and trying to achieve, but I guess hearing you say this and knowing that that's actually what you think is so amazing. My question to you is obviously, I mean, I'm a doctor.
Okay.
So all I can think of right now is myocardial infarction coming. Mm. But I mean, obviously not that deep. But I just want to know, have you considered the fact that there are some lingering, you know, lifestyle? Because, you know, obesity is a medical condition. Mm-hmm. It's considered a medical condition, yeah. And the reason for that is because there's certain things that come with it that are lifelong.
Yeah.
You know, hypertension is lifelong. Diabetes is lifelong. Yes, cholesterol you can deal with.
Mm.
But, you know, those things come with a lot of other complications, which might not be so easy to lose you know, once you've lost the weight. Have you considered that? You know, are you getting... Yeah.
Yeah, I've considered it. But... I wish I could give you like a good answer, but I'm risking. Mm. I'm risking. And I knew this was going to happen, but it's hard to say, like, it's hard to give like a proper answer because it doesn't make sense. You're risking your life. Mm. You know, when I could have just done what I did last year, just post normal fitness content, eating healthy, showing my six pack. I could have done that, but where I want to go, who the people I'm trying to reach, because I've, like you guys, you've had thousands of consultations. You know people's pain points. You know what they go through. And you can just, maybe you may not feel it, but you can see that, yo, this person's really suffering. Mm. And I've had the same thing. Mm. I've had people cry during my consultations. I've had people, guys tell me about their sexual health. I've had females tell me about their confidence. Mm. I've had people tell me that, you know what, I've got aspirations to be this big person in my career, but my weight is slowing me down because I cannot express myself to the right people in the right company, but because of my weight, I'm too self-conscious. And with guys, it's like, okay, coach, I've got a gym membership. I want to lose weight. I've been paying this thing for years. I don't go. The wife is complaining. There's a work medical test coming. Mm. I might fail it. Might affect my position at work. I'm under pressure. I'm under stress. And those people, with all this adversity, which they can easily use it as motivation, those are the people who don't take action.
Sure. Mm.
From my experience, the people who just want to lose weight for summer, those are the, like, okay, I want to lose weight for summer. Let's go. Mm. But the people who are sick, struggling, desperate. Their faith or their hope is so little. Even if I show them that, okay, you're a male entrepreneur. I've helped out multiple male entrepreneurs. Here are the transformations. Or you're a single mother. Here are the single mothers that I've helped out.
Mm.
Or you go to the gym, but you struggle with the belly. Here's a guy who can see he's got muscles, and I've helped him lose the belly. Even with all that evidence, all that motivation, even they have the desire to lose weight, those are the people who don't take action.
Sure.
So I want to show them that as much as I'm putting my life at risk, it's possible.
Mm.
It's not as hard. It is difficult, okay? I don't say it's not as hard because I'm not belittling the journey, but the first step is not as complicated as you think.
Mm.
So I'd rather show you than just tell you like a normal coach or trainer, like, no, just drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just show you drink more water, and hopefully that will start something.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like in the, Refilwe actually mentioned something, like in the previous episode, she has albinism, and mm-hmm. she was saying how like doctors don't really understand it, right? Mm. So there's a day-to-day life of having albinism, right? Mm. There's a lived experience, she mentioned, mm. right? So the simple things of like using sunscreen every day, mm. using those simple things of how you care for yourself, yeah. doctors will look at it at a chromosomal level, right?
Mm.
We'll look at it as a metabolic level. We'll say, okay, you need to go, you might have diabetes, hypertension. Yeah. You see it as a medical thing, but there's also a lived experience
yeah.
perspective to it, right? How you actually feel. Like now you can say, I know yeah. how you were so hungry you thought you're going to die.
Yeah.
That's why you drank that Coke.
Yeah.
That's why you did that. So you, yeah. you thought you were going to die in that mm. time. I know what it feels like to have that shortness of breath.
Yeah.
That lived experience is a big part of it, right?
Yeah.
Now you can show them by example, and that's even more stronger of how you lose weight,
yeah.
right? But also I want you to know how it actually affects you, right?
Mm.
So like the thing with the body, right, yeah. is that it has a like a homeostasis sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It tries to maintain how you are, right? So if you're thin,
mm-hmm.
when you try to gain weight, your body's gonna fight you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's gonna increase your metabolism,
mm-hmm.
your leptin
mm-hmm.
is gonna spike, you're not gonna feel full.
Mm-hmm.
And you even mentioned you had a plateau when you're trying to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And most people have no plateau.
Mm-hmm.
They just like gain weight easily,
yeah.
right? Because their body knows that how it was when it's yeah. when it's overweight, right?
Yeah.
So you actually had to actively try to
override
that
mm-hmm.
natural
mm-hmm.
things that your brain is doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing's gonna happen when you try to lose weight,
yeah.
right? Your brain's gonna like fight you.
Yeah.
Your brain's gonna say it's basically it's like food, like
mm-hmm.
obesity essentially is a food addiction,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
right? It's like, and the thing is that the food industry doesn't help, right? Because food right now is designed to be addictive,
mm-hmm.
right? High sugar,
mm-hmm.
the way it feels in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
the crunch,
yeah.
the way it makes you feel.
Yo,
like,
I'm getting hungry. Wait.
Even just looking at
order
it.
Something for me?
Mm.
Just that smell.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go buy that
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have that whole mental thing. And I'm really excited to see how you go back down.
Mm.
How you fight those
yeah.
those
yeah.
challenges.
Yeah. yeah.
But I think something that's very important, well, that I'm taking out from what Naseem is saying, is that in this homeostasis,
mm-hmm.
you also have to take into consideration when you speak to your clients,
yes.
the fact that, you know, some people's homeostasis is actually this.
Yeah. This is
you know,
the,
so they fighting
mm.
doodleness. They, when,
yeah.
when they rest, their body says, hey, Baba,
yeah.
you are in severe, you are in SAM.
You are SAM. Severe acute
malnutrition. You are dying, you know. And you might find that you are actually not there. Hormonally, that's
yeah.
not where you are.
Yeah.
So it might be much easier
yeah.
to sort of come back down.
Mm.
But I mean, I think it still shows
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, in how you document
mm.
and how you get to that weight, which I found funny to say,
yeah.
you know, some people say, this is how,
yeah.
this is actually, you are taking measures.
Yeah.
This is how I eat.
This is how I eat. And I'm trying to lose weight, but I'm not losing. So clearly, the problem is the food.
I actually want to see these
yeah.
people who say, this is me.
Yeah. I was like, bro, you're my twin. We're doing the same thing.
I want to see them.
Yeah. It's, I'm glad that you say that.
Mm.
With the homeostasis where, you know, my normal is healthier, but for the next person, their normal is overweight.
Mm.
Okay. I think this is where also coaching comes in,
mm-hmm.
Because my responsibility as a coach is not just to drill sergeant, push-ups, 10,000 steps, 5 liters of water. No, that's I work with adults. I'm not forcing anybody to do anything.
Yeah.
Okay, I want people who want to transform. With my responsibility is to firstly remind you why you started. That's where the mental comes in,
mm-hmm.
because you will forget. Times will get tough. The cravings will come. Life will happen. If you forget why you started, then you will quit.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why you need to have a strong why. If your why is just the 6-pack for December, you're most likely not to get it. Because once you once you start losing weight, automatically what's going to come with that? Cravings.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you want to, let's say, become a doctor, you need to go study.
Mm-hmm.
You declare to the world, I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to study. As soon as you declare that to the world, what's going to happen? laziness, because you know you have to go study, but you feel lazy to do that. So that's what I show my community, my clients, that in fact, if you started your journey and you're immediately going through adversity, that's the sign that you're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
That's the price of transformation, you know? Because if you started your weight loss journey and the cravings are, you don't feel the cravings, time is not a problem, you know, you can handle the foods, then that's not a true transformation. You know, I think you should find something else.
Yeah.
But if you want to lose weight, the cravings will come.
Yeah.
That's how it works. And it's normal. And I show them and I tell them, and that's where that disconnect happened, where I would tell them this, but it wouldn't click.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's easy for you to say, you're a coach. But if I show them, it's like, okay, I'm going to start my weight loss journey. I know I'm going to be hungry, you know, energy levels are low. That's the true sign of transformation. That's the price you have to pay, you know. So it's deeper than just do push-ups, drink water. It's mental.
Absolutely.
And I have to show them and explain it in a way where it's palatable, but also it gives them enough energy to take action. Doesn't feel like, oh, this sounds nice. Then you do the same thing. Should be like, oh, I feel like I can do it. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to drink water tomorrow. And that starts the process of building those habits.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you talk about a lot on your page about why the 30 kilograms and why the 4 months. So I wanted to ask you, like, how did you get there? But also, you know, we're a social species. We have people around us. Is there a young lady there? Because I think a lot of the time we don't realize not just the implications on your heart, diabetes, etc., of overweight, but your relationships and how other people see you and engage with you. Sexual dysfunction, how does that like come into play? So just like, how did we get to 30 kilograms in 4 months, and then moving on, how is everyone
sexual dysfunction
relating to
which, where should I start, the 30 kg or the
let's answer the easy one first. We'll get to the hard one later.
So the 30 kgs, 10 kgs felt easy to gain. Because I've got a big appetite, guys. I can eat naturally.
So you eat like that normally, but it's healthy.
Yeah, like, you know, if my mom was here, she would tell you that this guy would, for breakfast, would have a couple of eggs, a couple of breasts, a couple of biltong for breakfast. He would have like 100 grams of protein for breakfast, you know? So that's, and protein, as you know, it's very filling. It's hard to eat a lot of protein at once. That's normal for me.
Wow.
So 10 kgs felt like possible because I did gain weight during COVID. And again, around 10 kgs, and I gained it unknowingly. Just, I'm almost 10 kgs heavier, cool. 20 kgs also felt achievable. It felt like difficult, but achievable. 30 kgs felt like, okay, I can't even picture myself 110 kgs. I don't even see myself getting on the scale and I see 110. So that's going to be the push for me to make this challenge worthwhile. Because if it was 20 kgs, I was going to, you know, 5 kgs a month, that's kind of easy for me, you know. But 30 kgs feels like, okay, I need to be really committed.
Yeah.
I need to take this serious. So that's the main reason why I chose 30 kgs in 4 months. The dysfunction? Yeah. With the sexual dysfunction.
If there is.
If there isn't, it's also fine. But we know that like obesity is one of the risk factors for erectile dysfunction and sexual dysfunction.
Luckily, I haven't experienced that. Luckily.
Kalala.
Luckily, because if I even told my girl that if that happened, I stop.
Immediately.
The challenge 100%.
Immediately stopping.
Immediately. Yeah.
That's the cut.
Yeah, that's the cut.
I could get a heart attack. Yeah. I could get a
not
stroke.
The tiredness, yeah. I could, not the sleepiness. The sleep. Not the heart attack.
If I had the heart attack, I'll be, guys. I'm in ICU. Pray for me, guys. It's day 109. You know, I'm pushing. You know, I'm pushing the calories. You know, pray for me. But if it stops working. And one of your episodes, I think, was the one recently, you spoke about this, that most guys, if they go through erectile dysfunction, they feel like everything is over.
It's like done. It's finished.
Nothing's worthwhile. Like, it doesn't matter how much money, into your life, if your wife still loves you, if your kids still respect you, if you're making millions a day. If it stops working, what's the point?
End. It's the end.
I don't think as a woman there's something that would be like, this is my heart stop. So this is fascinating to me. Yeah.
I told my girl that if it stops working, this challenge stops today. So luckily that hasn't happened. Thank God. Thank God. But in terms of obviously size, because now I've got a belly, it has decreased, you know, because there's more mass here now. And even this, you know, there's that.
We call it a fupa.
Yes, I never had a fupa. So now,
fupa.
That's the.
You know that pouch that's just, the love pouch
between the belly button and the part.
Yeah,
that part mine used to be flat always, you know. But now there's something.
Now there's a fupa.
Now there's a fupa. I'm like, hey guys, this meat here, I'm not used to it, you know. So that obviously affected the size. Mm. Performance, like now, my heart rate is not as strong as it is, so I sweat faster. Sweat harder, I breathe heavier, you know, few seconds in, feels like I ran a sprint. Also recovering, it's like takes so much longer. Mm. So I'm like, ish, is it the coke? Or is it the belly? Or is it these 3 months? But it's like, it's everything.
Yeah.
So at least I know the healthier side of that.
Yeah.
I could imagine for the average guy who doesn't think that, you know, you can reset quickly. Mm. You know, you can go for more than 10 minutes. You know, you can go multiple times a day if you're healthy. Most guys, that's like a fantasy.
Sure.
So even when you tell them that, hey, bro, you know you can go multiple times a day, it's like, what do you mean? What drug can I take to this? Like, no, you can be healthy and do it. You know, so...
No, my friends, those people aren't married.
Ish. Oh, yeah. Ish, that's another one. That's another one. Because even a lot of people, some would say... Some, if you say it's hate, but I understand where they're coming from. Some will say, oh, coach, I understand what you're doing. It's a good job, but it's going to be different for a woman. Mm. I was like, okay, I understand that, but I've got hundreds of testimonials from women who've lost weight.
Mm.
Who, some, they've went from 70 kgs to 60 kgs. I've got one lady now who lost 20 kgs in 6 months. Mm. So it does not matter where you are, how you are, male, female, you've got muscle memory or not, you're a single mother. It's possible, you know, with the right mindset, with the right plan and accountability, you know, so, yeah.
And what do you think people get wrong the most about weight gain and weight loss? What, like, it's all about, a lot of it is like mental, but also information. What do you think people don't know?
Yeah, it's exposure.
Mm.
The information is there, but they've never seen it before. So they know, okay, to lose weight, I must eat less, move more.
Mm-hmm.
But does that mean I must gym for 2 hours?
Mm.
Does that mean I must drink 3 liters?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm trying to gain weight, does that mean I eat 3 slices to 4 slices? Or does that mean I need to have, I don't know if I was having 2 eggs, do I eat 4 eggs now? So the information is that it's abundant.
Yeah.
But, you know, taking that information and seeing it for yourself, it's not there.
Mm.
You know, so... That's where a lot of the confusion is. You know, some people say, no, I eat healthy. And I say, but what does that mean? Because eating healthy for you could be going from white bread to brown bread. You know, for you, eating healthy is completely removing carbs. You know, for me, eating healthy is drinking Coke Zero. You know, that's healthy
or
for me.
Or water, Koban.
That's where I am right now. You know, so I need to go deep. It's like, okay, but what does that mean? Because how we take information and we make it for ourselves, how we process the information is very different. So with the weight gain and the weight loss, there's people have the idea, but it's missing. It's like there's a disconnect. I see what you're saying, but from what I know, this is where you're going off. And even if I tip them and say, no, think about it like that, some will get it. They're like, aha, makes sense now. Some will be like, nah, my coach, you said you're gaining weight. How do you have such a big appetite? It's like, yeah, I've built up to it.
Mm.
Sure.
Just like with weight loss, you will build up to the point where you will start eating less food. It doesn't happen overnight.
Mm.
You have to build up to it.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
They asked one question.
Yeah, I was about to ask that.
Shoes. You know, that's the most painful part. I have to take deep breath.
Yes.
When I tie my shoes. And I only realized this maybe like June. Yeah, around June, I was going to buy shoes. So I'm in the changing area. So obviously the changing area, if you're going to try on new pants, you have to take off your shoes.
Yes.
So, okay, I try to take off the shoes. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, these pants look nice, cool, sharp, done. Then it's time to put on these pants. The shoes are off. I'm like, okay, I'm standing, trying to tie my shoes. I'm holding my breath.
Ooh.
I'm like, okay, is it maybe because there's no air in the small changing room?
There's no what?
I'm like, okay, luckily there was a smaller nyana, like a bench chair where I could sit down,
mm-hmm.
take a deep breath, and then I said, and that's the first shoe. That's the first shoe. And I'm like, okay, let me control my breathing, right. Take the heart rate down, and... So that's the hardest part, because it's that's every day.
Yes.
That's every day. Lucky, these shoes, I don't have to tie them.
I was gonna say, yeah, you don't have laces.
But now other shoes, I've strategically tied them in a way where I don't have to tie them. I can just slip them on, or I can just put it on and just swing my foot on the bed and trying to, you know, fix it. Then swing it off, not on the floor, not on the bench, but because the bed is a bit higher. So, like, I have to swing it, then okay. Then the next side, then, like, okay, at least I got my shoes on. But even if after that, my feet are still sore.
Yes.
Because yeah. Now I was like, okay. I remember when I was running errands the other day for, like, 20, 30 minutes. I'm like, okay, I felt tired.
Mm.
But the next day, I felt like I had a leg day.
Yes.
Because my calves were sore, my hamstrings were sore, my quads were sore. In between, my thighs were sore. I'm like, was it those days? Was it the shoes? I'm like, nah, I'm a stroller for real now.
You have serious problems now, man.
Yeah. No.
No, but you know, I can relate with you, right? Because during pregnancy, so for example, for me, I gained about 25 kilograms over my pregnancy. Yeah. So my baseline kind of weight is like 55 kilos, and I was up to like 80, right, by the time I gave birth to my daughter. Sure. So that's a lot of fluid, especially as, you know, your blood volume increases in pregnancy. Then you've got like this human that's growing. Yeah. And I mean, in the last 3 months, I was basically doing what you did, where you just have this exponential growth. Mm. And your bladder, you can't tie your shoes. Yeah. I literally understand what you were saying, because I was wearing Crocs. Mm. I don't like Crocs, but I was wearing Crocs. I was wearing slippers.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting to kind of see how you equate it, because everything you're saying, my back was sore, my knee was sore. I'm like, that sounds like familiar.
Yeah.
So,
Even in the comments, they're like, man, you walk like a pregnant woman. Like, guys, I'm new to this dude. I don't know. My feet, there's the chafing here. My back is sore. You know, sometimes I could wake, like sometimes, like recently when I wake up, you know, maybe like after a long day, because you guys work long shifts.
Yeah.
Maybe after a long day, walking, standing, when you stand up, once you put your feet on the floor, there's like pins and needles. I feel that almost every day now. So that's why when I walk, they're like, why are you like waddling, why are you walking like this, my feet are sore. And this is something very, very new, and I'm lucky to be working at home. I don't have to wear like formal shoes, shirts and trousers.
Imagine getting those feet in the shop Nunuza.
Never
with the trouser.
You would have stopped long time.
And the shirt is like here holding. I could imagine, and luckily, that's where I'm kind of lucky, but I could relate to the guys who are like, hey, coach, I grew up wearing a medium, now I'm an XL, I'm approaching a double XL, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been a hell of a journey. It's been a hell of a journey.
Guys, from the Gents Clinic side, can you give us some info about, like, because we spoke about it and we just kind of briefly touched on it, but why is obesity such a challenge, especially when it comes to things like erectile dysfunction, relationship problems, etc.?
I mean, this is, like you said, something that we have touched before. There's multiple reasons, basically. It's multifactorial. From the poor sleep, poor energy, basically an altered circadian rhythm, even your testosterone production is severely affected or impacted. So you will struggle with morning erections, but the other things I think you mentioned that you're encountering are just purely on the weight. You know, it's mainly just struggling with, you know, performance. You know, this what tummy the tuck
full pas
and
I mean
and
now onale mukaba, you've got mukaba, you are in daughter now. You're in daughter, but yes,
and it's new to me.
Some girls like that.
But I mean, the long-term complications.
Definitely.
With cholesterol being high for a very long time, you start getting small vessels being affected. And you know, your penis and your heart are usually the first signs we see when things are going wrong.
Yeah.
So you will have the erectile dysfunction from that.
And, I mean, not you. Because you look him like in the eyes.
No, the thing is, it's important that he also benefits.
Yeah.
You know? No, because you know some people actually need that. Yeah. You know, your clients.
Yeah.
Because then they can't also make the connection.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, nothing is right in my life. You know, this thing doesn't work. Mm. My wife is complaining about the tummy. But when you then put all this knowledge together, then you realize, oh shit. Yeah. So maybe if I stick to the diet, you know, follow whatever program that you're giving them, I lose the weight, lose the cholesterol, you know, all
get
these
confident.
Things,
get now you're more spontaneous. Yes. Now you can, you know.
Yeah. Yes. So I think it's. I mean, it's good things to know. But just from the gentleman's clinic, we're willing.
Yeah.
You get the bloods done,
mm-hmm.
and we're willing to just help you with just your general health. You know?
Okay.
There's things you need to know.
Yeah.
Are you insulin sensitive?
Okay.
You know, should you be worried about, you know, cardiac issues?
Yeah.
You know?
I think that would be really interesting to see, like, how your cholesterol, blood sugar,
exactly.
whatever changes from day 120 to the end of the weight loss
And
journey.
We can actually have, like, maybe a sit-down. Maybe I come to where you stay or you come to my house.
Yeah.
And then we sit down, we show these bloods, and I think it would give it a real, you know, because, I mean, for now, it's all fun and games, you know. And I'm sure there's kids, even though it's not your intention, kids who are actually doing this thing.
Yeah.
Mm. Say, this guy is famous, blah, 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 dude.
Yeah.
Everyone I see on social media is trying to get a six-pack.
Yeah.
I want to be, you understand?
Yeah.
So then it also shows, no, it comes with a lot, you know. Yes, guys, I've shown you this. Yes, I've got my six-pack now.
Mm.
But, you know, these are the important things you need to be mindful of when you're gaining weight, when you eat, you know,
a certain way.
Yeah,
And that is so true, because I'm getting a lot of DMs from teenagers, males and females, boys and girls.
Mm.
Coach, I'm 17-year-old. Next year I'll be going to matric. I'm 110 kgs.
Sure.
My mom doesn't want to help me with my weight loss. She says it's normal in the family.
Mm.
Can you please coach it? I'm like, I need consent from your mother, firstly.
Mm, mm.
And number two, I can't coach kids, because the way I coach adults is different to how I coach kids.
Yeah.
The best I can do is follow the tips that I will share once I start losing the weight.
Mm,
and I've noticed that between, it's always the teens, guys and girls, and they don't understand. And it's very scary, because, you know, at our, I'm assuming you're, maybe you're in the same age group, but, you know, being slim, being fit, playing soccer, playing sports as a teenager was a normal thing.
Yeah.
You know, being overweight was a thing of, maybe you come from a family of overweight people.
Mm.
Maybe the mother and the father, so that's why you're also overweight. But even those type of kids, they were still playing the sports.
Mm.
But now the kids nowadays, indoors, on the phone, the Uber Eats is readily available, the 2-minute meals, the snacks are right there. So they don't even, they're starting off from a really difficult spot, you know, as a young child, to a teenager, to a young adult. So once you get to adulthood, varsity years, your first job, you already accumulated so much weight to the point where you don't even think it's possible that, you know what, I've been overweight since high school.
Yeah.
This is my life now.
And also even the lifestyle that you've been living doesn't kind of promote you, because, I mean, I played all the sports in high school. So when I got to varsity, the first thing I looked for was like a sports team to join.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like this episode needs to, I want to see what the blood say, because that would be amazing to document and kind of see the change.
We're going to do that.
But I just want to kind of wrap up now, because I want to ask them any more questions.
Mm, it's too much.
But you spoke a lot about how the community around you, either being the people that are logging on to join your community or people who give you comments on social media, have kind of helped you. And I mean, knowing from my side, just as someone who works with children and families a lot, I see how people in your society can enable you. I mean, you get parents who tell you, you have to finish all the food on your plate. Mm. You know, you're a bad person if you don't, or you're naughty if you don't finish the food, and kids get that guilt.
Yeah.
When you go to someone else's house, you can't refuse food, even if you're not hungry.
Yeah.
You know, you have kids who are growing up in households where even if the food is not nice, you must finish it. You know, if it's not healthy, you must finish it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really have programs that enable like activity for kids anymore like we used to back in our times, because you know, social media, TV, screens has become a big thing, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something you could say to your community, either being your family, your girl, the people around you, anyone who wants to think about joining your community before we start losing weight, because I know once we start losing weight, it's chai.
Yeah.
What would you kind of say to kind of encourage them either to continue watching or to join your community?
Sure.
put you on the spot.
Yeah, that's a big one. Because I know a lot of people are going to watch and apply what I'm going to say. Mm. It has to start with you. Watch my content as education, motivation. But it has to start from you. You need to have that burning desire to even consider starting your weight loss journey. And unfortunately, that burning desire comes from pain. The pain of being overweight, not being confident. Mm. The pain of people judging you. The pain of people laughing at you. The pain of not having energy. The pain of being diabetic. The pain of not being able to please your partner.
Sure.
You have to tap into that pain. Because that's the pain that's going to fuel you to go and start your journey and stick. Because starting is easy. Anybody can get a gym membership. Anybody can go to YouTube, quick six-pack, 30-minute workout. Anybody can buy broccoli, buy a protein powder. That's the easiest part. The pain is going to help you stick to the journey. And I know it sounds very negative because, unfortunately, the reality of weight loss is that most people, weight loss is aspirational. Mm. They know they can lose weight somewhat, but they have no emotional attachment. They don't remember the last time. How does it feel like to be healthy, fit, confident, full of energy, mental focus, clarity? Mm. That's more aspirational, but it's still missing that emotional connection. If you can tap into that pain, I know it sounds negative, write it down. Write it down of how am I going to overcome this pain? Mm. Who do I need to become? And what do I need to sacrifice? Mm.
Sure.
And that is the best way. That is how most of my clients got their results. Tapping into that pain, using it as fuel to become somebody who loses the weight and to keep the weight off.
Mm.
Yeah.
And also just for me, FOMO is a big deal. Because like when I see my gym people who are in the group gymming and then they're like, Kanya, where are you?
Yeah.
I'm just like, yo, I'm coming.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Nassim, anything you want to say?
Keeping the weight off,
yeah.
That's the thing. And I think about, you know, The Biggest Loser.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So there's a show in America, like, mm-hmm. I think the Biggest Loser, where these guys, like, lose weight rapidly.
Mm.
Yeah. A lot of them don't keep the weight off.
Mm.
There was a study in, like, from Harvard where they checked, like, 14 people, right? Mm-hmm. 13 of them gained all that weight back after 6 months.
Mm.
What do you think happened there?
They fell into the trap like most people do. They adopted a plan that works, but they didn't become a person who can keep the weight off. So most weight loss plans do work because they follow the principle of calorie deficit. You eat less or move more. But if you don't become that person to choose the right foods for yourself, it's one thing if coach says eat broccoli, it's another thing if you say I need to eat this broccoli.
Mm.
So that's the problem with most coaching programs, is that they don't teach their clients to become that person.
Mm.
You know, it needs to be a burning desire. Mm. You know, you can have the plan. There's a thing I always tell my clients. Can I have the plan? Can I have the coach? Can I have the trainer? Adidas could be sponsoring you. Dis-Chem could be giving you supplements. Pick and Pick could be giving you all the diet foods, right? But if you don't become the person who makes the right decisions for yourself, you will lose the weight. You will look good for a month or two. But guess what? You will gain it back again.
Mm-hmm. And also in the study, they show that the body was literally fighting them, right?
Yeah.
So after they lost the weight, their metabolism, they checked the thyroid function, was actually less.
Mm.
They had subclinical hypothyroidism.
Mm-hmm.
Their leptin was also low.
Yeah.
So a lot of the stuff is like your body is fighting you. So you have to overcome that.
Yeah.
And do you also go over supplements?
Yeah.
For like weight loss stuff?
Yeah, I do. But I feel like supplements, I tell my clients that supplements are like turbo on a car. They're not the engine. They're not the wheels. You need the wheels and the engines for the car to move.
Mm-hmm.
The turbo just accelerates what you're currently doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you're having a bad diet, you're barely going to the gym and you have crazy supplements, you will get some sort of results, but it won't be sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
But if the engine is good, which is the diet, you know, diet is everything.
Mm.
If the activity is on point, you're active, you're going to the gym, you're doing everything that needs to be done, then the supplements will just enhance and maybe even fast forward or even take you to another level.
Mm.
But with my community, my coaching style, it's very different. That's why a lot of people are still like, hey man, this guy. So what I do, I help my clients lose weight without gym, diet, or supplements.
I actually wanted to get to that.
Yeah.
No gym, no diet, no supplements. There's only three things that we do, and everybody's doing it unintentionally, right?
And Sister Bettina's like, sorry, what?
I thought this was about gym.
No gym, no diet, no supplements. Mm. Let me break down why I say no gym, no diet, no supplements. Gym works. Look at him.
Jim, look at me.
Look at her.
Hey, Jim,
what?
Jim,
brother. I see
you know, the gym works. But from my experience coaching a lot of people with different backgrounds, different lifestyles, the problem with the gym is getting to the gym.
Yeah.
Your father. The kids are crying. You can't make it. You are mother. You know, have to pick up the kids after school or load shedding. Mm. We have to pick up an extra shift. Getting to the gym is the most difficult part. And not because of you are lazy, because life forces you to consider other things. Mm. So the problem with the gym is exactly that. Dieting. Most people... understanding of dieting comes from restriction. Mm. I have to remove this. I can only eat that. Mm. I'll tell my clients that you can eat whatever that you want, but you need to calorie track. Through calorie tracking, you understand portion control. Because in your mind, eating Evo toast is healthy, but Evo is a fat. Fats are calorie dense. Mm-hmm. Now you're in a calorie surplus. You're thinking you're losing weight, but you don't know that. Mm. So dieting, there's a time and a place for it. It does work, but most people's understanding of dieting through social media, years and years of media, old information that doesn't apply right now, dieting doesn't work. Mm. People just think of restriction.
Yeah.
Supplements, they think supplements is a quick fix. You take a pill, drink a powder, you lose 20 kgs. And I tell them it doesn't work that way. So the three habits, this is my cheat code, guys. If you don't have to buy my coaching... Guys, you don't have to buy my coach. You don't have to join my community. The community is just for the accountability. I've been preaching this for years. Mm-hmm. You don't need me. You just need to do these three things.
Okay.
Let me ask you here in the room. Did everybody get out of bed today?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did everybody go from the bed to the toilet?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
From the house to the car?
Yes.
From the car to the studio?
Yes.
So we all walked. Do you know how many steps did you walk? Some of you may say yes.
Yo, let me check most the people, app.
Most people will say no.
3,188.
3.1. 5.7.
You guys are marching in the light of God.
So once you understand that calories in, calories out, if you are more active by walking more, you're actively losing weight. Most people are already living the lifestyle. They're just not aware. They lack that structure, that accountability. If you need accountability, join the community. But if you are super strong, do it on yourself. So walk a certain amount of steps. But it's just tracking your steps.
Okay.
You don't need a treadmill. You can walk here, today, wherever. Park next door, walk this side, you're walking more. Mm. The second habit is, do we all, at a certain point, maybe once or a few times a week, do we skip breakfast? Yeah.
Never. Guys, let me tell you something. I love food.
Mm. You love food?
I love
food. So as soon as you wake up, you're chowing?
I eat before gym, after gym, snack, lunchtime, pre-dinner, sometime, dinner.
Mm.
That's why I gym, because I told my trainer, listen, I need you to increase my output so that I can maintain the input.
Yeah. So for most people, they too tend to skip breakfast because, you know, life is busy. Yeah. Mm. Get up and go, shower. You know, I'll grab something on the way.
Yeah.
They do unintentionally fast. Within my community, we fast the first five hours of the day. Mm. So this works for doctors, people who work shift jobs, mine workers, 9 to 5. You work at night. It works for everybody. As soon as you wake up to start your day, it could be at 5 a.m. or 5 p.m. Doesn't matter what time you wake up to start your day. We fast for the first 5 hours of the day. Okay? That's just going to put you in a bigger calorie deficit because you're eating less food. Mm. Number three is that we calorie track. If I had to ask you, do you know what you ate for breakfast?
Mm-hmm. But not the calories, but yeah, I do.
If I had to ask you, do you know what you ate for dinner last night?
Everything.
Everything. If I had to ask you, yesterday, did you snack yesterday?
No.
You don't snack?
No.
Do you know how you broke your fast? What was your first meal?
It was dinner.
Oh.
I never ate anything the whole day.
You know, what was your dinner?
Oh.
It was, I can't remember.
You see? So...
Yo, the whole day.
The whole day, kiddo.
You're fasting?
Like today even, I just had coffee.
Yo.
Please can we get something in the meantime? We
also discussed this before as well. You know,
and most guys are like this. Most people's lifestyles are like this.
But the thing is like the work is so, like I'm literally like from work, there's POP on my feet.
Right? Yes.
Like I'm the whole day you're working.
Oh, no, so my fanny pack had like lunch snack bars, what sweets. Yeah. Like, I did not play that game. You and I need to have a conversation about how to do on-call maintenance because you can't not eat the whole day. How are you like functioning?
I can. And the thing is, you get used to it, right? Like, that's the thing. So, like, if I eat breakfast, I'll be starving for lunch, right? But if I don't have breakfast, I'm not hungry for lunch. It's like, the thing is, it's a hormonal thing, right? So, I even notice it, like, because it's like, it's ghrelin, or something call it, ghrelin.
Ghrelin, yeah.
Yeah.
And leptin, yeah.
So, leptin and ghrelin. So, if you fast and do intermittent fasting, you get like a hunger spike at lunchtime, right? But the longer you fast, the less it spikes. So you actually don't feel that hungry. So I'm actually not hungry, but I'm chilling.
Do you think you'll be able to perform better as a doctor? Are you a husband?
Yeah.
As a husband, as a doctor?
Yes.
If you are maybe, you know, sneaking in a few calories or healthy foods in between, do you think you'll be able to perform better?
So, okay. So in terms of, so there's a difference, right? So if I'm trying to like bulk or gym or something, if I'm doing like high intensity stuff, like physical stuff, I need carbs, right? So I need to eat and to perform in that way.
Yeah.
But like mental tasks, if I want to do like at work, I work better while I'm fasting.
Right? I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, because like you get the ketosis and you have ketones, you're working on ketones, right? So your mental clarity is way more clear.
That will never work. Yeah, ask my husband about what ketosis. Happens when I'm hungry. Yeah. He will tell you.
He's right. That's one thing I miss, being my healthier self. Because I'd fast as well. I'd go to the gym. Maybe I'd eat, but I'd fast. I'd do so much work.
Yeah.
Then maybe 1 o'clock, I'll have my first meal. And I've done so much.
Yeah.
Because my body's running on those ketones. I'm clear, focused, 10 consultations, 20 meetings, 10 videos. I've done everything. But with what he's saying, it's not going to work for someone who's overweight. To starve themselves throughout the whole day, because either once they have their first meal, they're gonna indulge, they're gonna binge, they're gonna, you know what, I didn't eat breakfast, so I'll just have a mega big super dinner, you know, and now it's gonna affect your hormones, it's gonna affect your gut metabolism, and they say, okay, but I'm not eating, but I'm gaining. Yeah, it's deeper than that. It's also your hormonal levels, you know. So those are the three basic things. Fasting, right? We fast for the first 5 hours of the day. Mm-hmm. Most people skip breakfast, so it's not really that difficult. Everybody walks. If you get out of bed, you are walking.
Mm.
You know? You just don't know how much steps you're walking. Mm. So track your steps with a watch or an app. Mm. Okay? And number three is your calorie tracking app. Yeah. The one that we use. Makes it so much more easier to see where your loopholes.
Yeah.
There's another client I was talking to that. Have you noticed when you have cappuccino in the morning, you're more likely to eat sweet things later in the day?
Yes.
So the cappuccino, as much as it's still kind of low calories, you made it low calorie, that causes sweet cravings. Mm. So the problem is not the calories. The problem is the sweet cravings that come.
What you're actually eating.
Yes. So that's the power of calorie tracking. Mm. And I tell the most people are like, okay, so that means for the rest of my life, I need to calorie check. No. In this season, could be 3 months, 6 months, a year, you need to calorie track so that you are aware of the mistakes you're making, so that you change the mistakes for yourself. Even if I'm not there, even if I've coached you for 3 months, you'll do your own thing for 3 months. You are aware. I'm not forcing you. You are aware where are your mistakes, where you can adjust them, change them, make them better for yourself, so that you lose the weight, you keep it off, you enjoy the results long term.
Yeah, people, and I think also just for the difference between men and women as well. Because with women, our hormones change through the month. Yeah. I think we look at numbers on the scale and we think centimeters, whatever, whatever. But I think, for example, I'm, 1.55 and I weigh 61 kilograms. Mm-hmm. So technically, according to my BMI, I'm overweight. Mm-hmm. But because I gym and because I'm so active, most of me is muscle.
Mm.
And that makes me relatively healthy, But I think we also need to understand the differences between men and women. Because, during the month, certain times you've got more water retention just because you're preparing for, your menstruation. Mm. After your menstruation, you've got like all this energy. When you're ovulating, you may have certain pains. Mm. And then when you go into your luteal phase, you're just feeling sluggish and tired. And I think that's what I love about your community and your support aspect of this challenge. Is that you're getting people involved to keep one another accountable and also realize like life happens, guys. Like stuff happens and we've got to get through it.
Yeah.
We have this amazing tradition
Okay.
Where we kind of do some reaction videos.
All right.
I'm very excited to see what these are. I feel like there's going to be some chaotic fitness challenges and diet stuff.
Let's see.
I can't wait to see this one.
Let's see.
All right, let's go, Sister Bettina.
The weirdest sport ever. It's called nose pulling, a game where two participants are tied together by a rope around their faces and they have to push as hard as possible to make their opponent tap out. But the reason behind this game will shock you. This game was created to make players stronger and better at dealing with pain. Would you dare to try this?
No!
Yeah.
You know what? This is why men need to get periods. Because you wouldn't do this stuff if you had pain happen to you every single month. Okay?
No ways, man.
Why?
Why?
Because you need to get better at dealing with pain.
But why?
It's like those guys who hit their balls so that they get used to getting ball insensitive pain.
Ah, guys. It's
those like Asian things.
Yeah.
It's like Karate Kid guys.
Yeah. Who hit, like monks and stuff.
Yeah.
Way. No, that's why. I know for the benefits of enduring pain, but
why?
Are you going to
go up this? Also say gym, like, you know, these guys who do, because I did Hyrox. So when I did Hyrox, everyone was like, why would you put yourself through that? People who run like more comrades and stuff. Yeah. I mean, you're dealing with pain. It's extreme for other people, but for some, all they have is nose pulling.
But I guess Hyrox is a community. You look good. You feel good.
It's competitive. There was more than one guy in that video. That's a community of nose pullers.
I guess Hyrox, you get a six-pack, muscles, heart rate is healthy. With that, you just get a big bruise on your nose and say, guys.
And a medal. I probably get a medal.
Guys, I think we need to have better hobbies.
You are gaining 30 kilograms in 4 months. So for some people, you are the nose pulling guy.
That's right.
Exactly.
Maybe I should, you know. Maybe I should. I should reconsider.
No, maybe we should. We should pull some nose.
Nose pulling competition after this.
Maybe belly pulling. You can put a band.
We lose.
All of us can go in. We're going down. I'm telling
you. Let's play the second video.
No pain, no gain.
It is back.
Individuals are the, I call them, I forgot the actual term, I coined it. But it's literally the concept or the belief that for you to lose weight, you need to work hard. No pain, no gain. You need to work hard. You need to feel like you're going to war. There's a time and place for that. But
please say that again for my trainer. There's a time and place
for that. There's a time and place for that. But if you're just starting off, you doing all that stuff, obviously, injury is going to increase. If you, let's say, go into the gym for 2 hours because you believe no pain is no gain,
yeah, you
know what's going to happen? Your appetite is going to go up. And now you're trying to lose weight. Your appetite is up. Your body is sore. You want to eat, but you can't eat. What's going to happen?
And people don't know, like, sometimes 30 minutes of intentional exercise is enough.
Exactly.
You don't have to like be doing a whole Hyrox or doing like a weightlifting bodybuilding competition just to like lose weight or even get a good physical mental workout. You could just do 30 minutes of intense exercise
or even take a walk. Just take a walk, like my community members, take a walk, lose weight, feel good, mental health is better. It's a win-win. But
Sometimes you gym a lot. What's the most hectic thing you've done?
No. Actually, I wanted to comment on what you guys have done. I've done a lot of hectic stuff. But, like, I mean, recently, obviously with time, you know, you try and improve how you're doing stuff. Because we all plateau.
Of course.
But the aspect of time, like, I've always been a guy who trains 45 minutes to an hour. But not much logic. So the reason why I train that much is because, I mean, if you've seen me in the gym, I don't talk to anyone.
Yeah, it's locked in.
I don't nothing. No friends. Like, some people I've seen them 4 years in the gym. I don't know their name. They don't know. But we all have... Sure.
Back in,
So, I mean, for me, an hour is it's too long. Like, what was I doing alone? To music. So then, but then, you know, on social media, people are talking about, you know, the benefits of actually being cognizant of time and why it sort of worked for me, even though I didn't know the logic behind it. But I mean, if you're actually doing stuff, you're resting not too much and your muscles are under strain, That's all you need. You will grow. Yeah. And I don't have cravings afterwards. I don't have, you know, I don't feel burnt out.
You don't feel like you went to war. Yeah.
Like I was at war. Yeah. Some people are at war.
First of all, slender.
You should see what people are doing in the gym in this small community.
I know. I've seen them like, hey, bro, are you sure you want to do this? And I've seen it many times as trainers, maybe a boyfriend and a girlfriend, they're training. And you can see the guy doesn't know what he's doing. But you can't be there like, hey, bro, you can squat better or your the weights are too heavy.
Yeah.
Because now it's like I'm embarrassing him in front of the girl. So I have to let them go. It's like, hey, this guy's going to learn the hard way. Unfortunately. You know, and you have to be like, ish, I want to help him, but it's not the right time. But and some people just have egos. You know, they just have egos.
Yeah.
You know, they want to lift all the weights, do all the sets, do all the reps, be there the longest, have 100% attendance at the gym, you know, but no results.
Yeah, no,
you know,
results.
Because it doesn't work that way. Hard work doesn't mean better results, just means you're more tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does mean. All right, last one, Sister Bettina.
When I thought my day couldn't get any better, I come across this video of a plus-size influencer who I have beef with protesting in the airport that the airplane seats are too small.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. What I'm whipping up. This is America.
My body is not the problem. The system is. So you're telling me the airline seating is the problem and not the fact that you're 500 pounds. I used to think the whole body positive movement was about loving yourself and developing healthy lifestyles for this one body that you've been blessed with. But I am completely wrong. It's about trying to get the world to conform to your unhealthy habits.
All right.
I'm just shocked that what's going on here.
I'm very interested to sit on a men's panel and hear what you guys have to say about it. Because I find whenever there's a body positivity conversation, men don't care. You guys say it is what it is. Because we would, you know, interpret it differently. So, you know, maybe Nassim, because you're the more quiet one. What would you kind of say to what he was talking about?
I don't know. Some of it feels like a landmine. Like, the thing is like, okay, so maybe they can have like a disability seat in there. So you have like a space for a few people. But for all the seats to be that size, doesn't make sense. Mm. So we can come to a compromise. Mm. That's it.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely opposed to this. You know. I mean, like he said, I think he put it nicely, that body positivity, we all thought is, you know, embrace who you are, you know. Yes. And not for the world to embrace unhealthy habits and bad habits, you know. And for you to request, I mean, a whole airline to adjust their seating sizes for you. I mean, there's already ramps and wheelchairs. That's my opinion. I don't know. Yeah.
No, I agree with the gentleman. It's I'm opposed to it. It doesn't make sense. Understand what they're trying to do, body positivity, spread awareness. But if you're actively trying to convince not just the people next to you, but the whole world that your current state should be not even just recognized, but endorsed to the point where they change all the seats, all the airlines, the whole entire industry just to accommodate you. I feel like it's a bit of mental health a bit.
Yeah.
But it's too deep. It's too deep. It's not surface level. It's very deep.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think body positivity is important when you have a situation where people who are living a healthy lifestyle and trying their best to maintain that level of health lifestyle are unable to change the way they look. And the one example is, you know, women with polycystic ovarian syndrome. Their hormone levels are so abnormal that sometimes it makes it very difficult for them to lose weight. You have people who have eating disorders, which are mental health conditions that they're still trying to deal with. And they have to, you know, maintain that and then also deal with the images that people have of them. So I think body positivity is important in the setting that we're allowing people to, we're not fat shaming or we're not skinny shaming people. We're saying that, are you supported in the things you need to do to get yourself to optimal health? Because again, some people are naturally slender, some people are naturally curvy, and we're moving towards body positivity. We're allowing people with different body types to be in society without like comments about that. But now we're really getting to a place where like you're saying, mental health is an issue. We can't just accept everything without making sure that mentally, physically, and, you know, emotionally, these people are supported to their best health. So, yeah, I think body positivity, it has its boundaries. Once you cross over to dis-ease, then we have to really have a conversation that's supportive of how to get back.
Sure, yeah.
Kopano, any last words for us?
Yo, thank you guys. I remember earlier this year, I was on another podcast, and he asked me the similar question, any last words, any last things you want to say before you leave? And I said I wanted more. I said I wanted more everything, the good, the bad, more clients, more stress.
More mkaba.
For now.
More pain, more everything. And I can't say I want more. I'm just appreciative of it's finally happening. The support is incredible. You know, I feel like I'm a rap star now. I go to the mall. Hey, bro, Stola. Hey, bro, your video. Thank you, man. It's literally that way now.
Yes.
And it's in real life. It's on social media. It's in the DMs. It's in the comments. So I do appreciate the support. I'm also adjusting to it because just a few months ago, I was building. Now it's there. And now you have to become somebody better. I can't be the same Kopa now from April. I need to develop myself. So, and with development takes time. You cannot really put a due date to it. So I do appreciate the support. A little bit more patience, guys. I'm building. I don't have all the answers. I'm trying to figure it out. So at the end of the day, guys, as much as you are developing yourself to lose the weight, become somebody who keeps the weight off, I'm also developing myself to who I am and what I am right now. But I really appreciate the support, guys. Thank you.
And also, he doesn't have energy, guys. He's not sleeping at night. It's hard to move. Like, give the man a break.
The spending of food, you know, the confidence drops sometimes. You know, it's mixed emotions. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I just want to thank you, Kopano, for firstly sharing your journey online with all of us and, like, being so careful about it, so detailed about it, but also giving hope to people out there to say, okay, yes, they may see themselves in you physically, the way that you eat, the way that they feel about themselves, but you kind of saying, okay, this is the goal at the end of the day. It's to become a scorer.
Yeah.
After, you know,
become
4 months.
Become. Not just be. Be that person who can keep the weight off.
Yeah, and I think it's really amazing that we had you today, just not to speak about just the challenge itself, but even the health implications. If you want to like, comment, subscribe, please do it now. I'll wait. Okay, no, but please do check us out, The Real Network, at The Real Network. And also, let's talk men. Ooh, you know, I do this
let's
all
talk,
the time.
Man.
Let's talk, man. That's how it's, you know, we're supposed to get the vibe.
Got it.
At let's talk_man on Instagram and on YouTube, it's Let's Talk Man. Also, for Mental Matters, you can follow us at mentalmatters_SA and Mental Matters South Africa. Kopano, where can we find you?
PT online coach on all social medias. If you want to join my community, go to the website www.ptoc.online. Watch the video because a lot of people think you're going to join in. It's going to be one-on-one. You're going to meet up at a gym. You're going to get a diet. No. Everything that I'm doing is completely new. So take the time to watch the video to make a well-informed decision so that once you join the community, you know what you're doing. ptoc.online.
He's innovative, innovative. How do you say that word? But I just want to thank, you know, my fellow co-hosts. Yeah, thank you so much. So from myself, Dr. Kanyile.
Dr. Ntlantla Vilagazi, signing out.
Dr. Nassim Sharif.
Kopano Mokgele, Stuart Lappi becoming a scorer soon.
Have a good evening, everybody.